As a child, I vividly remember sitting right in these pews in my sweltering red robes and watching a much older teenager stand where I am standing right now. I always admired the older kids who were selected to preach for Youth Sunday, and as I got older, I not so secretly hoped that it would be me who was chosen to speak. I'd like to thank Jeffrey and Emily for giving me the opportunity to be here this morning, and it really means a lot to me. Back then, the older kids seemed so self-assured. I remember thinking that they must have it all figured out since they were so old and wise. Now, on the other side of that moment, I am here to tell you that I do not have it all figured out. I have wrestled with fear and doubt and grown because of it. It's just another part of growing up. As a child, I believed that if I prayed hard enough, God would give me whatever I wanted, like some sort of magical wish-granting machine. I often wondered why God never delivered the new toys or special treats I prayed for, even as my cup ran over with other blessings. But the God I believed in as a child is not the God I believe in now. I've learned that God's grace, though often miraculous, is not magical at all. It is the result of ordinary people like you and me living into the values of our Christian faith and the deeply human way in which we strive to treat each other well. The reality is, I see God at work through the generosity, love, and kindness of the people around me. I believe that the true challenge of the Christian faith is to make the love of God real in our everyday lives by treating the people around us with genuine love and care. I learned this from the people at St. Albans who, teaching by example, treated me with such Christian grace, selflessness, and patience. There are so many examples. The Sunday school teachers who passed on the traditions of our faith to me as a child with patience and excitement. The adult members of our choir who welcomed me with open arms when I aged out of the choristers and needed a safe place to land. The J2A leaders who came with us on our pilgrimage to Iceland and made that experience so meaningful for me. My time at St. Albans has been defined by the whole community of adults here who want children, even those who are not their own, to be happy and well. For me, this is a lesson in how God's grace is made tangible in the love we show to one another. Many in the room this morning were present when I was baptized as a baby, just a few feet away from where I'm standing right now. As a part of the baptismal vows, each of you promised to do all in your power to support me in my life in Christ. And each of you, in ways both great and small, have kept that promise, made it real in a multitude of ways. You have watched me grow up and helped me to become the person that I am today. It is an incredible gift to receive that kind of love, and I carry it with me every single day. For this, I am unendingly grateful. This morning's psalm is Psalm 23, one of my favorites. The imagery of "the Lord is my shepherd, and though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," has always felt particularly resonant to me. There have been a few times in my own life where I have felt as though I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death, leaving home to start at boarding school in New Hampshire, struggling with loss and grief and doubt. But I've always known with certainty that the community at St. Albans will be here to support me and love me through life's many challenges. I've always known that, as the psalm continues, "I shall fear no evil, for the Lord is with me." This sense of security is more than an abstract concept in my life. God is with me in my heart, but God is also present in the abundant love which is shown to me by my community. Because of this, I know that I am never truly alone. God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.